France has rolled out a red carpet to Abu Mohammed al-Julani, a CIA-backed ISIS terrorist who purportedly runs Syria now at the moment. He never knew used to show his face back when, you know, he was, you know, being a terrorist, would always wear masks and things like that, or had a very, very long beard. But now he is the installed leader of Syria after the CIA and MI6 carried out that regime change operation to oust Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. So naturally, Emmanuel Macron just invited him, shake hands, hugged him. Big bro hug here. And our next guest is, you know, this is once again exposed the grotesque hypocrisy of Western leaders when it comes to human rights and democracy. And that guest is Kevork Almasian, who writes and produces over at Syrian Analysis from Syria and joins us today. Kevork, great to see you. One of the clearest voices, of course, on what has been happening in Syria. I just got to get your take. When you saw
an ISIS terrorist
going to shaking hands with Emmanuel Macron, who's now running your country. I mean, this is shocking. What did you think?
I am disgusted, but I'm not shocked at all, because the French deep state, especially the secret intelligence agencies, have a track record in supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. For example, in 2012, then French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius praised the Al-Nusra Front, which later has been rebranded into HDS, whose leader now Jolani, and now self-elected president of Syria, by saying that al-Nusra is doing a great job in Syria. And also French companies, for example, one of the French companies, Lafarge Cement, they have funneled millions of dollars into ISIS in Syria in order to continue operating in the ISIS-held territories in the country. So they funneled millions, and they also gave them cement so they can build fortifications in order to protect themselves against the Russian airstrikes. So France has a track record in supporting these terrorist organizations, including money, weapons, ammunition, and intelligence support. Therefore, receiving Jolani now in Paris, it's not shocking at all for me, because this is the fruit or the outcome of a war which France played an instrumental role in supporting this type of jihadists in the country. However, the shocking part is when you receive someone like Jolani, you are setting a very dangerous precedent in the region. You're sending a message to the young generation in the Middle East that if you want to become a hero, if you want to become relevant politically, then you have to join a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda, because then education is irrelevant. Jolani has no any educational background. You don't have to be in political party. You only have to go and join a terrorist organization, carry an arm, and fight against your government, and then you will come to power, and these Western governments will not only endorse him, but they will embrace him. Because Jolani now will open the Syrian market to foreign investment. He will get loans from the IMF. He's cozying up with the Davos psychopaths, basically, and he has been received by Tony Blair. And to the foreign minister of Jolani has been received by Tony Blair recently, and they have been talking forever. So those are the priorities of France, in addition to the Syrian normalization of relations with Israel, which is very important for France and the United States. Now Jolani is talking to Israel. He sent secret delegation to Israel to talk with the Israelis, and he also tasked the Emiratis as mediators in order to open channels with the Israelis. So in a few months, I think we will see the Israeli flag flying over Damascus, something we wouldn't have seen under the previous regime, in my opinion.
Now, think about it. France did lose soldiers to the fight against Al-Qaeda and the fight against ISIS. And so how would you feel if you're a French military veteran, you lost friends, you died fighting this war that your government convinced you to do, and then now turn around and invite a leader of ISIS? It reminded me, watching it, of 1984, where the narrative was, no, it's Oceania versus Eurasia. And then at the end of the book, it's like, no, that we never been at war with those people. Switch it all. Change all the books. We've always been okay with this person. What do you think of that?
France betrayed not only its people, it betrayed all the values that they say that they are championing, not only in France, but around the world. We're talking about equality, we're talking about fraternité, we're talking about democracy. However, the French government nowadays has normalized someone who only a few weeks ago committed an act of genocide against the Syrian Alawite community, killing thousands of them just because they were born in the wrong religion. He
right, but Macron asked nicely for him to stop that.
Yes,
all that terrorism, all that terrorist thing that you've been doing.
He said, "Please stop that.
Just stop doing that."
I'm sure Giuliani is going to investigate himself, and he will not do it again. Just like the Israelis investigate themselves after dropping a hell of a bomb on civilian infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. So, emptying entire towns and villages from their residents and giving it to the corporations in order to invest in these places, kidnapping tens of women, Syrian women, who were kidnapped and taken to the city of Idlib, where Jolani is a stronghold, and they were forced to marry multinational jihadists, like sex enslavement. Just like the days of ISIS, enslaving the Yazidi women, they're enslaving now Syrian women in the coastal cities. And we have evidence for it, and we have pictures of women who appeared in different places, completely veiled in the Afghan niqab style, which is something strange in the Syrian society. We have never seen that before. But they're kidnapping women and forcing them to marry. And now students in the universities are leaving their campuses and going back to their hometowns because they don't feel safe any longer in different cities under the Jolani regime, where his militants are committing sectarian violence against the students just for being born in a different religion or in a different sect. And they are stabbing students in the campuses. So this is very disgusting for me that the civilized world, this is what they say, right, about France, the EU, and the other countries are embracing someone like Jolani, and they are rejecting someone like us, the Syrians, who were trying to protect our country and our people from this inevitable outcome by calling us names and trying to smear us and demonize us that we are some sort of an Assadist. But we warned them and we told them this is going to happen. And now that it is happening, instead of putting pressure on Jolani, France is lifting the sanctions on the Jolani regime. And now the Trump administration is also thinking of lifting some of the financial restrictions on the Jolani regime. So if anyone in the Trump administration is listening to this, do not normalize a regime like Jolani. It will have a domino effect on the region, and the region will be in a complete mayhem again. And this will encourage so many people to join such terrorist organizations in the future, something that neither us in the region want, nor the American people need, because this will also probably in the future provoke different types of warfare or terrorist attacks, and this could lead into American intervention in the Middle East again. So this is in nobody's interests, basically, in the region. So whoever is planning for normalizing this type of regime, they are doing a disservice, not only for the people in the Middle East, but also for the American people and the European people, and basically for him, against humanity. You know, like when you watch all this bloodshed happening, thousands of people losing their lives because they opened their eyes and they found themselves born in a religion A or B. This is a medieval type of barbarism against the Syrian people. And I think 600,000 people who lost their lives is enough. And Syrian people deserve peace and stability. If they want to remove Assad, at least bring someone who is civilized and he can build a state, because these Islamist takfiris cannot build a state. They can destroy a state and they can destroy a community, but they cannot build a state which can treat everyone equally and respectfully. And the proof of that and evidence of that is the constitution, the draft constitution that Jolani has proposed. He appoints himself as the god, basically, of the country. He is not responsible for anyone. He is not responsible in front of the parliament, not responsible in front of the cabinet or the judiciary. So he is basically a dictator. So how is this different from Assad, which they said he is the butcher and the dictator for over a decade, and they had to remove him from power and then bring someone like Jolani? It doesn't make any sense.
Now, I just want to, in order to not be a hypocrite, because the leftists in America scream that Trump can't meet with Putin because he's evil in the way that they see him as being evil. And we have said, absolutely, Trump needs to meet with Putin in order to settle a conflict. So how do we settle this contradiction? Because that's what Macron is doing. Like, well, we just got to meet with him. We have to have diplomacy with everyone. So how would I settle that contradiction?
Actually, the left in the West is completely corrupted, and it's been infiltrated, and they have diverted the left into completely opposite direction of what the left used to be in the past. And many of the left in the US and in Europe, they supported this. And they have been supporting this insurgency in Syria, and we've been warning them that this is an imperialist war, and you're as a left wing, you should come from an anti-imperialist position, and you should not support a regime change operation, a covert operation by the CIA called Operation Timber Sycamore in a foreign country to destabilize this country and oust Assad and bring someone else into power, because then we will have these insurgents who are basically doing the fighting. They will come to power. At the end of the day, those who carry out the arm and fight, they will be in power. And not the people who are on TV wearing a suit and a tie and pretending to be civilized. No, those people don't have any influence on the ground. And the evidence is present in our hands at the current moment. Once Assad fled the country, who is now in charge of the country? Are the liberals in charge of the country? Are the socialists in charge of the country? Are the secularists in charge of the country? Are the nationalists in charge of it? No. There are these Takfiri terrorists in charge of the country. And Jolani himself doesn't even deny that he was in Al-Qaeda. He says it was a phase in his life that he passed through. He decapitated some people. He sent car bombs. But now he
like
reformed.
Bangs.
He became...
Yeah,
exactly. He became a diversity. He became a diversity friendly. And he doesn't want to do these heinous acts again. But he is continuously perpetrating this type of crimes. And when he was asked by a journalist in Paris, what do you say about the thousands of people who perished by this sectarian violence in the coastal cities, he didn't even hold responsibility for it. He said those were the remnants of the Assad regime. But we watched the footage. There was not a single man with a gun who was killed. All the footage were unarmed civilians, including men, women, and children, and with thousands of them. So he will never investigate his army of terrorists, basically, especially the multinational ones. And this is another issue, because we have thousands of multinational terrorists in Syria, and Jolani wants to give them the Syrian citizenship now. So imagine someone from Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, from the Uyghurs in China, West China. They are in Syria carrying arms and fighting, and they will receive a Syrian passport. So our passport will become like a rubble now. If wherever you go in the world, they will suspect that you're also a terrorist, like the ones that Jolani is giving them citizenship now.
Well, it's wild. Thank you for pointing out what we are seeing in front of our very eyes, because, again, the West is trying to normalize it. Like, yeah, we meant for this to happen all along now that Assad is gone. And obviously that's hypocrisy. So Kavork Almasian is the host of Syrian Analysis. Follow him on X. Follow him on YouTube. He's just a hair away from 100,000 subscribers. So go and put him over that six-figure subscription number. Thank you, Kavork.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.